whenever.
So you guys have been using it for a while, which is fantastic. But what else is important about communication? Like, why is it important to have a good server? What helps you establish that good communication? Because obviously it's needed when you're looking at these fast-paced, I guess that's not a good word, as we've decided, but what helps you guys communicate?
Actually, the communication structure of a team is almost as important as raw skill, because you're not going to be able to win these team games by yourself. You have to incorporate your teammates. And we're actually considering transferring our vent server to a mumble server, because then we can just speak openly and it'll transmit rather than having to rely on a push to talk. And I don't know if that's a good idea, because tournaments can get noisy and it might accidentally trigger and make a lot of noise. But aside from that, it's just really important. Whenever we're thinking about how to approach a competitive scenario, we'll have different calls for different things. Like, we'll call each objective by a certain name that only we call it by, but it's usually like one syllable, and we can get out really quickly, and we can just be like, "To house," and that lets everyone know that we have two enemies at the house, and we'll transmit how many people we have and if we need help or whatnot. And it's just really, you need to be really precise with your calls. And if you have a voice chat service that's like cutting out all the time, or you can't get it through, like you're just gonna lose. It's gonna be bad.
Okay.
Yeah,
That's
that
okay.
was kind of messy.
I mean, it was good. I just didn't know how to go off from there, basically.
Yeah.
You'd need to lead into what else do you look at in managing a team?
Right. Okay, I'll just go off that. So
Okay.
cutting, yeah, those are things I really never thought about, especially with the shorter speak and, precise, exactly what you want to say, and not take up a team speak chatter or mumble like I'm doing right now, where I ramble consistently. So don't do what I'm doing, I guess. But what other aspects of communication are really important to a competitive team that's bent on winning no matter what? Shazam.
Nothing.
I don't know. I don't know how to. I don't. I
We're
mean, that
no, we're
wasn't
like
working well.
discussing against with each other.
I don't
I
like
don't
how they
know.
worded that, anyways. I guess I don't know.
Well, I mean, like we've already kind of gone over communication for like
Oh yeah, well, we've already
10
done
minutes
that.
now, so I
Yeah.
think that you should transition to something different. That's all that I
But
was. No, but
if you want to talk about non-match communication,
that's what
how
we
the
were
team actually
meaning.
talks to
We're
each
doing the
other,
creating, managing a team bit there.
yeah, but it was not worded like that. But yeah,
Oh no, I
I can
didn't
do
do a good
that.
job.
If we pause, I can answer it or whatever. Yeah, I mean, for us, we have, kind of a small team, and we're basically running a small business. Right now, we're not making money, of course. But yeah, we totally have to communicate with each other. Right now, we're using like a Google Groups to kind of, discuss things, because at the moment, we don't really have a game. So we've been playing some other games and working on team building strategies and just team building in general. So for us, we're just trying to keep up the communication, keep playing with each other so that we know that, I don't know, it's different. I think that a lot of people will realize, like, if they've been playing with someone for so long, they just do things that you wouldn't normally normally you'd have to communicate to somebody, whereas like we just kind of do them, because we've been working together for so long. So for us, it's like a lot of that, and then on top of that, just trying to schedule things to make sure people are doing things that they're supposed to be doing, and trying to kind of get that schedule in so that whenever the game does come out and we have, a game to play, that we are still in that mentality.
Well, piggybacking on that topic, actually, I wanted to ask you guys this earlier, but what do you guys do for constructing and managing your team on that note? Because obviously you guys are really competitive. You have your secret keywords and stuff, but what actually goes into creating the team, establishing it, and maintaining it, and all that fun stuff? Like what makes it different than, let's say, a large scale raiding guild? Like what makes it different
Oh
about
yeah.
competitive stuff?
It's so different. I mean, you're basically hiring people. I mean, so these are people that you potentially will have to pay in the future. You know, so it's a lot different. It's more like a job application rather than a guild application, which is much more, you know, casual in that sense. Like, you can just be like, oh, well, we'll try that guy out, whereas we have to kind of do an extensive application process, review process for players. So right now we kind of have like this 3-step thing that we do, well, more like 4-step. I don't know. Should I share that with them tomorrow?
yeah, definitely.
Secrets.
Okay. So first we have like a little interview with them. It's usually a video Skype chat where we just kind of go over a few questions that, you know, are really important for us. And then it allows them to ask questions as well. And then if they pass that and we like them and we think that, you know, they're generally a smart person who has extensive gaming knowledge and we think that we could work with them, because attitude and personality can make a big difference. And for us, we just want like a very chill team where we don't have drama. And I think that really plays into how well our team works together. And then we have a game of our choice that we play with them. So we kind of play a game. We like to play games like TF2. That way we see them playing in like kind of a fast pace, like you were saying, game scenario where you're moving a lot, you're doing a lot of stuff all at the same time. I'm going to pause 1 second. Can you let the cat out? he's like meowing. I don't know if you can hear him in the background.
No.
And if we like them after that and we think that, you know, we work together as a team really well, even if they have never played TF2, we can see their skill progress. And then the third thing is they get to pick a game that they're comfortable with, and then we'll all play that with them. And then finally, if we still like them from that, we'll pull them in. And we'll just do our normal thing that we've been doing, you know, team building and strategizing and, you know, just researching and kind of like coming up with builds and stuff like that, just from the knowledge that we have right now. And the last part, we'll have to wait kind of until, you know, the game comes out, and to really see if we want to hire these people. So, and it's pretty extensive right now. I mean, once we have Guild Wars 2, it'll be a lot different, because we'll be able to actually see like, okay, that person, we can play with them and see how well they are doing and that kind of thing.
Make sure they're not terrible with the capital Charles Barkley.
Sounds really intensive.
Yeah, it's not set in stone with any of our recruits until we can actually play with them for, I'd say, a few months in game. And I mean, if they're still looking good after that, we'll probably have contracts written up.
That's crazy. I mean, recruit, all I've really done is PvE content. That's why I am really enthralled by PvP. But yeah, the concept of trying to fill in 25 slots in a raid is a little different from what you said. Yeah. At least, assuming you're not like this top world guild, it's very different, it seems.
It's a lot different. It's actually awesome in that respect, because you can be incredibly picky. I used to run raid guilds in the past. I understand that. Like, sometimes you have to take a warm body rather than a good player. Yes. It's frustrating because you need to fill the raid.
Oh, God, yeah.
And now there's just no pressure. We don't have to do that. We're just looking for the best of the best. And it's awesome, really. A lot less stress.
Well, general.
I like that.
For me,
just
it's
looking.
A lot of work.
Yeah, the team manager
just looking
differently.
For the best of the best. That's all.
For him, it's a little different. He just gets to kind of work with them. I'm doing like all the paperwork in the background and emails and stuff like that.
Oh, snap. I don't know. I really like the whole concept of just a 5-man team. And obviously, you'll have more, because that's just how teams operate. But the idea of playing with a small group of people compared to 25 or 20.
So much better.
Pretty awesome.
Well, the big thing for me is that you are responsible. Like, you have to be doing stuff. Otherwise, it's very noticeable. Like, if you're in a 25-man raid, you know, 45-man raid, you could be just, like, wanking off in the background. And, like, it wouldn't really matter to some extent, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, it will make a difference, but it won't make a huge difference if you're not, because someone else can make up for you being bad.
Right. And I'm sure you guys have seen this also. And I think it's a really common theme. Not always, but it's very common, is that usually like the main tanks, the biggest, baddest healers, and the most sick DPS are generally senior members or officers or the actual leader of the guild. Like, so if you take those 5, 6, 7 people or less and transition them to a team, then you have a badass team. Like, is that a fair assessment or whatever? Because that's what it seems like when I was rating.
For a lot of guilds, I definitely think that's the case. We had a guild in WoW that we played with a bit, and their guild leader was really awesome, and some of the officers were really awesome. And then the rest of the guild pretty much sucked, unfortunately. So yeah, that's true for a lot of organizations. It hasn't been true for our teams, because we've either been lower members and kind of ruining that statistic, right, or we've been, you know, the leadership and I guess keeping that statistic alive. But we kind of filter out our members, so no one really sucked. They were just, some weren't as good as others.
Right. No, it's really interesting for sure.
Okay, stop that one.
Sure.